like this announcement, it is significant for the Northwest, because we're always afraid, I suppose, that because it's in the Northwest, there's lack of development, lack of funding, that the Garda station would suffer as well. So it is a significant announcement for the Garda in Sligo, but also for the people of Sligo. And this has been coming about a long time. And getting back to last November, when the members walked out of the station on health and safety grounds, that decision to walk out was not taken lightly. It was a brave decision by the members, but the members found it necessary, and it highlighted the conditions in the national media that the members were working at in Sligo. So as soon as we see the construction on the new site in Caltra, well, that will be a significant development and significant relief for the members in Sligo. I know the GRA conference, the national conference, is taking place next month in Wexford, and it definitely will make the conference more positive for the members in Sligo, because we know the Minister for Justice will be addressing that conference as well. Mm-hmm. So moving forward, like, we look forward to working with local senior management, Chief Superintendent Lacken and his management team, to ensure that this station is expedited and that is delivered for the firstly the guards in Sligo and then for the people in Sligo.
But there's still a long way to go in terms of actually having it built and for the Gardaí to be in there and working. In the meantime, how are conditions at the station in Sligo, and how have Gardaí been dealing and coping with that?
Well, already I've acknowledged the members in Sligo for showing their resilience for working in the station, and the Minister for Justice acknowledged that during the week. There was last November, the station was tidied up, but it's acknowledged it's unfit for purpose, it's not suitable. So this development, we're just hoping that the government will fast track the planning processes and the construction of this to deliver this new station. The old station is not fit for purpose. That's acknowledged by all, so we just will wait for this new station to be built, and hopefully that'll be done.
And will this boost the morale of Gardaí slightly in the Northwest region? As you say, this is going to be a headquarters, not just for Sligo, but the whole region. Well, is it a boost to morale for ye?
It'd be an understatement that it would only boost the morale slightly. Like, it's a regional headquarters. There's an assistant commissioner there, chief superintendent, but there's a lot of specialist functions. But we're restricted on the specialist functions that can operate out of Sligo at the moment because of the cramped conditions that the members are working in. And, for example, since October 2016, there's no cells in Sligo. The prisoners go to Ballymote. I've spoken about that before. So when the new station gets built and all these facilities are available in Sligo, it definitely will be an improvement for the members in Sligo. So will be a huge morale boost for the Gardaí who have to work in the station.